Right now on Robin Hood Radio, it is time for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan. You can find Sporting a Cause on the web at sportingacause.com. And what it is, it's a site that lists a bunch of sporting events that are all somehow related to fundraisers for nonprofits in our area. And we chat with Willie just about every Sunday that we come across. Willie, good morning.
Good morning, Marshall. It's not looking too Christmassy outside, but there's a long winter ahead. I'm sure we'll get our share of snow.
Oh, yeah. Snow and cold weather. No doubt about it.
Yeah. As we approach Christmas, there's not much going on. I have a couple of events to tell you about. I'll get to those in a minute. But first, I wanted to talk about SWAS's ski and skate sale that we held last weekend. It was very successful, but what I wanted to talk about is the reasons for success, which I think are pretty important, and reasons for optimism. First of all, we had a very successful year. If no one's been to a ski swap, a SWASA ski swap before, we have a large amount of used equipment that we sell, but we also have a mammoth inventory of new ski equipment, winter sports equipment, and clothing that's brought down by Paul Strauss. He has a business. He's got kind of a cool business model, actually. I'm not sure where he sources all of his stuff, but he has a mammoth inventory of skis and skates and snowboards and clothing and hats and mittens and so forth. And he goes around to places, fundraisers like ours. He does it like 50 of them up and down the East Coast in the course of a season. And ours is one of the last ones he does. So by the time he gets to ours, he has a pretty good feel for what's been going on. And he warned us. He said, this is going to be a huge year. He did the same thing last year, and it bore out. The previous sales he's been involved in and were huge improvements over last year, and last year was a good year. We had a great sale. Marshall, I'm not sure if you saw my video on Facebook, but I took a short clip of people standing outside waiting to get in at 8 o'clock, and there's 50 or 60 people standing outside waiting, and it was very successful. But the reason is we believe that people are looking optimistically towards the future. I mean, they have money to spend, money they haven't spent on vacations and so forth in the last couple of years, and they're really interested in getting back to life as it used to be. And there's no better way, really, to safely, if you're still concerned about the pandemic, and we should, there's no real better way and safer way to take part in a sport than to take part in a winter sport outdoors in the cold. So, people seem to be of a mind that that's the way to go. And the takeaway, I think, from everything I'm saying is that people are looking optimistically towards the future, and I like that. I have two events to talk about this coming week. One is this Tuesday, the 14th, the annual White Hart Inn Pot Pie Dinner to Go. This is a fundraiser that the White Hart does for SWASA. Before last year, before the pandemic set in, they hosted this chicken pot pie event in their hunt room at the White Hart. It was greatly decorated for the holidays, and the Housatonic men's a cappella group performed, and it was just great. And last year with the pandemic, they turned it into a dinner-to-go takeout fundraiser, and it was hugely successful. And they typically, in years past, they'd have 50 dinners, and last year, with the takeout format, they sold 100 dinners, and that's what they're going to do again this year. They've capped the dinner fundraiser at 100 dinners. They're $25 each. You get a great chicken pot pie and mashed potatoes and a great dessert, and you can pick them up at Provisions, which is their kind of restaurant within a restaurant there at the White Hart. And I would suggest probably making reservations. The White Hart number is 435-0030. If you didn't write that down, you can find it on my website. And I would reserve them. Last year, I wasn't paying attention, and I lost out, and a couple other swaths of people did too, just because they sold out so quickly. Anyway, it's this Tuesday. Pickup is 5 to 7 p.m. I'd call ahead, and also kudos to the White Hart. I mean, when businesses put on a fundraiser, lots of times they'll give the profits, for example, of their event to the cause, or a percentage of the proceeds, or two phrases you often hear. But the White Hart gives it all. I mean, for out of the $25 for the dinner, they give $25 to SWASA. So they're underwriting all the costs, both human labor and material costs, and giving us all the proceeds. So it's great for the White Hart to do that. We're greatly appreciative at SWASA. Moving on to Saturday, the 18th, will be the 22nd annual Norfolk Pub Run 10-mile road race. The entry fee is $30, but there's no race day registration. You have to pre-register online, or else you can't compete. You can find the link at Sporting a Cause. And this doesn't happen very often, but because it's winter and because it's in Norfolk especially, there's a snow date for this event. It's January 8th if the weather turns nasty. And that pretty much takes us up to Christmas, Marshall. On New Year's Day, the Resolution Run will be held in Litchfield. The Possum Queen Festival will be held on New Year's Day. And SWASA's Junior Jump Camp will also be held on New Year's Day and the day after, Saturday and Sunday. I'll talk about that more next week. But the one thing I wanted to mention before we end is at SWASA this year, as we do every 5 years, we are hosting the Junior Nationals ski jumping. We are one of five divisions across the United States. We're the easternmost, of course, and every year a different division hosts this national event. It's a big deal, and this is our year to do it. It comes at a great time because it's a Winter Olympic year as well, so there's going to be high interest in winter sports in general. I know our Jump Fest always gleans the benefit of a Winter Olympic year. We're doing the Jump Fest as we always do. That will happen. And then 9 days later, the Junior Nationals will take place. That'll be February the 22nd through the 26th. It's 5 days. And it's really great for the area because we're going to have it varies one time to the next, but probably 70 to 80 athletes. These are the best jumpers in the country. They're coming from all over the United States. They're coming with their parents, their families, and coaches and everything, so there's going to be a massive number of people milling around our area for 5 days. It's a big deal. And the reason I'm bringing it up now is that SWASA needs volunteers for this event. There are going to be opening and closing ceremonies, sort of like the Olympics. We need people to measure for the jumps. Over the 5 days, there's both jumping at our facility in Salisbury, but there's also cross-country ski racing. That's a big part of this program, and that's being done at Mohawk Ski Area. Mohawk is a big partner, major partner of Salisbury Winter Sports in this endeavor. So we'll need people. The jumps will be taking place largely in the morning, and the cross-country skiing will take place mostly in the afternoon at Mohawk. But anyway, we need people to measure for jumps. We need people to set up and marshaling for the cross-country course, hill preparation, people to hand out swag and so forth. We'll need people. There'll be both physical jobs and not so much, but we need a bunch of people for all kinds of jobs over that 5 day period. So I'm just starting to get that out there now. I just finished the press release, Marshall. I'll be sending it on to you. So this is the first we've mentioned it, and we'll be talking about it a lot in the future. It's a busy time for SWASA this every 5 years because we do our Jump Fest. That'll be February 11th, 12th, and 13th. As soon as it's over, we start looking forward to the Junior Nationals. We have to maintain all of our facilities and everything for that. 9 days later, we have 5 days of pretty intensive competition. So we're looking forward to it, and we're looking for help.
And boy, I always say the people that volunteer for the Salisbury Winter Sports Association are the toughest lot that I've ever seen, because especially this year with back-to-back events, actually three events in between December and February with your ski jumping course for the kids.
Yeah.
I mean, most of your volunteer activity takes place outside, so it's a good thing we live in a winter area where everybody seems to be accustomed to that. But your volunteers and what you folks do every year, and then every 5 years when you have this incredibly busy month of February, it's amazing.
Yeah, no, it is. There are other places, other jumps that take place. Brattleboro, Vermont, for example, they have their winter ski jumping festival. I think it's the week after Jump Fest. And they have no volunteers. It's all paid for. They raise like $100,000 a year from various sources, and they pay for their snowmaking. They pay for their grooming. They pay for everybody to put that on. We are 100% volunteer. And when you compare us to someplace like Brattleboro, if we weren't feeling grateful enough anyway, we certainly are when we compare it to what other places have to pay for. So yeah, we're blessed for sure with our volunteers and our supporters, for sure.
And if people want more information on all this, just go to jumpfest.org, right?
Yeah, or you can email info@jumpfest.org to either get more information or to sign up. And someone will get back to you.
And if you want to see what's going on at the Hill, you can always click on their camera, which is always operational.
That's right. Yeah, I forget to mention that once in a while. Yeah, but see if we're making snow. I guarantee we're not doing it right now. but you can see the snow guns in operation or whatever's going on there. Yeah, there's a webcam right on jumpfest.org.
All right, Willie, we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, Marshall, thanks. Have a good week.
Take care.
Bye.
Once again, that's Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan, sportingacause.com on the web. And right here on Robinhood Radio, you can also hear Willie on our on-demand page, robinhoodradio.com. Click on Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallahan.